Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we did part one of a two-part series. Yesterday, we were talking about Romans chapter 13, and we're hearing this retort from the professed Christians that don't know what the Word of God says, which means it's a lack of Christianity. And keep in mind, friends, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. As a matter of fact, it cost him his life. Those are the ones that were responsible for actually crucifying him. They were the ones that should have knew better, but they were the ones that saying, we have no king, but King Caesar. Does that sound familiar, friends? Romans chapter 13. We're going to be talking about that in just a little bit here after the first segment. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. Go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It actually interacts with the page sonsoflibertymedia.com, which we're going to highlight in just a moment here. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio interacts with sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out both websites. You can also go over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Again, BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Folks, if you'd like to jump on Facebook and you have Facebook access, go to BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean, double E, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. We have actually 211,000 people interacting, and it's growing day by day, and we appreciate your interaction, friends. Again, we're fighting the good fight of faith because we believe that God is still willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. And what happens when you fight? Well, you see that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And that is the history of the church. The seed of the righteous is forever. And we're still here today. By the way, you have with yours truly today, Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be me. And if you'd like to call in over the next hour, please do anytime. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Now, jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Excuse me. This is incredible. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Woman who refuses to lie to the IRS on federally prepared tax return, she was jailed for contempt. Well, let me say that again. A woman who refuses to lie to IRS on federally prepared tax return is jailed for contempt. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Conservative and Christian outlets that won't stand don't get attacked. You do need to identify real Christianity by the trouble that it's in if it's on the side of righteousness. Blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Friends, keep that in mind. This is my commandment that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. That's John 15. Also go over to John 7:7, and also King David prayed that very prayer by the same Spirit of Christ in Psalm 109. He was hated for his love. Friends, the world has it backwards, and we need to set the record straight by preaching the uncompromising gospel of Jesus Christ. And what is the Lord's message? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Law, judgment, mercy, and faith. That is the proper order scripturally. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Sodomites and city leaders oppose God and country. But guess what we did, friends? Practicing what we're preaching here, we took it to them, and we've already set the first lawful precedent. Remember, judgment is the very thing that established, preserves our liberty, right? Right? Yeah, I just wanted to make sure everybody was on the same page. We're just beginning to uncover the things that took place in Jenison, Michigan. Been talking about that over the last couple days. But we now have the law involved, and we are beginning to uncover layer by layer as the way things rolled out and who is going to be responsible, namely those that are responsible for what they were doing during the time that we were out there preaching the gospel at a God in country meeting. But we take it to them, and we have to see it through. If you don't see it through, and by the way, this is where the church fails. This is where the righteous fail. They don't see it through. They want someone else to take care of it. Well, you know, it's no big deal. No, the fact of the matter is it is a big deal, because if you don't deal with them lawfully, they're going to do it to the next guy, and you're going to encourage them to do it to the next guy and the next guy and the next guy, and then it's going to fall to our posterity. You know, it's interesting. Our forefathers said, if there be trouble, let it come in my time. You know what we're hearing from men and women across the country in the masses? Hey, you know what? If there's trouble, let it come in our children's time. You know what? Baloney. Friends, baloney. That's cowardice, and that's not who we are in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, in defense of guns in the church. Folks, we're beginning to see this transpire as to what the communists in America want to do. They don't want to let a crisis go to waste, and that's exactly what they're attempting to do, is capitalize and exploit this situation for what it is not. That's what they always do. And keep in mind, just yesterday, the criminal himself, Barack Hussein Obama, said that this doesn't happen in civilized nations. No, the president just advocates the murder of the innocent, and he votes in favor of it over 242 times. And if that's not good enough, he votes on top of that and says, we need two doctors murders inside of the abortion clinic to make sure that the baby doesn't have a chance to actually get out alive. And he has the audacity to say that these things don't happen in a civilized nation. And notice it was a white on black crime that was highlighted by this criminal again, who's attempting to divide and conquer. Just forget about all the black on white crimes. And folks, I'm not playing that card, but to prove the point, they're 8-1. 8-1. But which ones do you hear through the state-controlled media? White on black crimes. Folks, I'm getting sick and tired of it all the way around. My black brothers and sisters, my white brothers and sisters, my yellow brothers and sisters. You know what? We're all one blood because our Creator said so. And we need to come together under that banner. And when we do that, black, white, yellow, purple, whatever color you may be, guess what? It's all over for these criminals. And that's what I desire to see. How about you? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, woman to be on U.S. currency? Huh. Rosa Parks? Really? Come on. Check it out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Curtis Singer, Helly Love, delivers one-woman counteroffensive against ISIS. Here's another woman standing up doing the job that the men should be doing for the most part. And by the way, I'm not condemning our military for standing up. No, I'm condemning the men that are allowing our women to do this in the first place. I admire the courage. We high-five Helly. Her name is Helly Love. We high-five her. But come on, guys, we got to get behind our women, right, and support them. But furthermore, we need to get in front of them and let them support us, because that's how God created us. And that's not a woman under our feet. No, I'm not going there neither. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, shattering the lies about the Bible, stoning a rebellious son, jihadist knife attacks FBI agent during ISIS investigation in New York City. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I don't know why people feel so safe emailing me, Facebooking me, texting me, whatever it may be, outside of actually jumping on the radio. Do you think I'm going to bite? I just may. We've been talking about Romans chapter 13, part 2. Folks, we were talking about how it seems that every time someone, such as myself, attempts to encourage Christian brothers and sisters to resist an unconstitutional or otherwise reprehensible government policy, we hear the retort, what about Romans chapter 13? We Christians, we must submit to government regardless if it's even evil or good. Any government, read your Bible, leave me alone. Really, folks? We're supposed to just submit to corrupt government? Can someone point that out in Scripture for me, please? I would like to see that with my own eyes, because I've read that Bible, and I can't find it. I do see the prophets and apostolic people in the church protest corruption over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And I do see where they were not overcome by evil, but they overcame evil with good. Oh, interestingly enough, that's what precedes Romans chapter 13, verse 1 through 7. It's Romans 12:21. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Oh, I understand. Even if the corrupt government, the tyrants that arbitrarily govern as a bunch of demigods because the people in this country let them do so, it doesn't matter. Even if they say it's good what they're doing, then just believe them. And don't check them by their fruit. Just check them by what they say. That's what these people want to hear. This is how they operate. They believe that the pastor or the priest is going to get them into heaven. Really? How does this play out? Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Huh. I didn't see anywhere in Scripture where someone else can get someone else saved outside of the Christ, Matthew 1:21. Huh. Or what about this? Now, going back to the retort again, you know, what about Romans chapter 13? Are they not to oppose a president or any representative or any other political leader or civil magistrate that believes that they have unlimited power or authority to do whatever they want, regardless if it's legal or illegal? Really, America? Really, professed Christians? Can you show me in Scripture where you can justify that? Well, you know, I'll mark everything out right around this in Matthew 7. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Well, let me tell you this. If you don't judge according to the Word of God, you are going to be judged. As a matter of fact, you are being judged. That's called biblical illiteracy, right? Because common sense does come into play here. Do you think it's okay for a cop to violate the law? Well, of course. Maybe if he's got just reason to do it. No. Wait a second. What did you just say? Of course not is what you were going to say. See, what it comes down to is you don't want to be held responsible to actually right the wrongs. That's the issue, is it not? Of course it is. It means you have to take responsibility and deal with corruption in your government, right? That's what it comes down to. You know, there's certain limits in authority, no matter who it is, regardless if it's the father in the house, the employer and his employees, and the apostolic overseer concerning his ministers in the church. It doesn't matter. And by the way, the same token, a civil magistrate has authority in civil matters, but his authority is limited and defined. He's got a scope of authority that he cannot operate outside of. And also observe that Romans chapter 13 clearly limits the authority of civil government by strictly defining its power. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Not good. Not good. And again, notice that civil government must not be a terror to good works, because it has no power or authority to terrorize good works or good people that are abiding by the laws of our constitutional republic. Because God never gave it that authority, friends. And in a government, in any government that oversteps that divine boundary, has no divine authority or protection. As a matter of fact, you have an obligation and a duty to throw off that government, read the Declaration of Independence, because no longer is it operating as a government. Civil government is a minister appointed by God to thee for good. Notice what I said, that civil government is appointed by God as a minister of God to thee for good. It is not a minister of God for evil. Nowhere can you find that in Scripture. Matter of fact, civil magistrates have a divine duty to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. They have no authority to execute wrath upon him that doeth good. And anyone who says so is lying, or they are ignorant to the max. That's youth talk. You know, I want to highlight this again because I believe it's that important, but did Moses violate God's principle of submission to authority when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster in defense of his fellow Hebrew? Or did Moses violate God's principle of submission when the meekest man of God ever that ever lived was commanded by God to go to the face of corrupt government, namely the Pharaoh, and command and tell the Pharaoh to let my people go, or else? Now we're talking about Scripture here, friends. Did Elijah violate God's principle of submission to authority when he openly challenged Ahab and Jezebel in front of everybody? And he won the day because the fire fell? Did David violate God's principle of submission to authority when he refused to surrender to Saul's troop? Who is Saul? The corrupt king. And friends, you want to know the difference? Just a side note, the difference between David and Saul. Saul's heart was changed like that. David's took a lifetime. Isn't that interesting? Wasn't it interesting to note how fast Saul disobeyed God through sacrifice and command? Rebellion is the sin as witchcraft, friends, and that's exactly what he committed. Even going so far as to tearing Samuel's robe, which you just didn't do. Matter of fact, when Samuel used to come into towns, people were freaked out because they wanted to know, do you come in peace? Is everything good between us and God? Or what's going on, Samuel? No, I come in peace. So it shows you how far Saul was willing to go to have it his way, even to put his hands upon the prophet of God. Touch not mine anointed, the Bible says. How right on he was. Did Daniel violate God's principle of submission to authority when he disobeyed the king's law to not pray audibly to God? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, his accusers, when Daniel was tested in the lion's den and the Lord sent forth the angels to protect him, they were the ones that at length were thrown into the lion's den, weren't they? See how the Lord operates? Someone has to bear the cross first to see the power of God unto salvation. Oh, in America, they are as hard to find as a needle in a haystack, let me tell you. Everybody loves God until it's time to obey. Everybody loves God until it's time to actually put their neck out on the line. So, did Daniel violate God's principle of submission to authority when he disobeyed the king's law to not pray audibly to God? No. Hey, friends, did the three Hebrew children violate God's principle of submission to authority when they refused to bow to the image of the state? Nope, you don't bow, you don't burn. And guess who shows up? The fourth man. And notice those that threw them in the fire were at length consumed by that fire. Do you see how this works, friends? Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, but they went and did it anyways. Did John the Baptist violate God's principles of submission to authority when he publicly scolded King Herod for his infidelity, his unfaithfulness? When he reproved him to his face for all of his evils? Oh, you know that John the Baptist, I heard a guy one time tell me, oh, he was a fool. Really? The greatest prophet born of woman was a fool. Shame on you. This is also the prophet that said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is also the prophet of God that said, lay the axe to the root of the tree. Because, in other words, friends, justice is the guardian of liberty, right? But he was talking about personal responsibility before a just and a holy God, because their sin was before a just and a holy God. So, we preach repentance towards God in faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and that's exactly what he did. We're going to come right back to this. Love this topic. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times. It makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. oh, my goodness, people. We've just been going back and forth on this topic of Romans chapter 13, and should we submit to government that is tyrannical in any sense of the word? No, nobody does anywhere in the world. I mean, you can only oppress a people for so long before they respond, right? And that's what makes America great, because the history of America is our forefathers, along with 13 colonies and 3% of the population, threw off a government that would not be ruled by God. Isn't that interesting how that works? Absolutely it is. And that's what I'm highlighting right now in Scripture. And I'm asking the question, did these men of God in Scripture violate the principle of submission to authority when they publicly did the things that they did, when they refused to be ruled by tyranny? Absolutely not. Common sense comes into the equation here. Now, friends, I want to ask you, did Paul violate God's principle of submission to authority when he refused to obey those authorities who demanded that he abandon his missionary work? In fact, Paul spent almost as much time in jail as he did out of jail. This is the guy that wrote 2/3 of the Bible. Remember that every apostle of Christ except John was killed by hostile civil authorities opposed to their endeavors. Matter of fact, Christians throughout church history were imprisoned, tortured, or killed by, guess who, friends? Civil authorities of all stripes for refusing to submit to their various laws and prohibitions. And did all of these Christian martyrs violate God's principle of submission to authority? Hey, friends, here's a little history for you. For those that did not know, Matthew suffered martyrdom by being slain with a sword at a distant city of Ethiopia. Mark expired at Alexandria after being cruelly dragged through the streets of that city. By who, friends? Those that opposed the light, because they loved darkness rather than the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. Luke was hanged upon an olive tree in the classic land of Greece. John was put in a cauldron of boiling oil, but escaped in a miraculous manner and was afterwards banished to Patmos. Peter was crucified at Rome with his head downward because he felt unworthy to be crucified as his Lord. James the Less was thrown from a lofty pinnacle of the temple and then beaten to death with a fuller's club, all by those that opposed the Christian gospel. Bartholomew was filleted alive. Pretty gross, yeah? Andrew was bound to a cross once he preached to his persecutors until he died. Thomas was run through the body with a lance, a spear, in the East Indies. Jude was shot to death with arrows. Matthias was first stoned and then beheaded. My goodness gracious. Barnabas of the Gentiles was stoned to death at Salonica. And Paul, after various tortures and persecutions, was at length beheaded in Rome by the emperor of Nero. Such was the fate of the apostles according to the traditional statements. You can find those accounts in Fox's Book of Martyrs, friends. All by those that refused to be ruled by God. So, even the great prophets, apostles, and writers of the Bible, including the writers of Romans chapter 13, understood that human authority, even civil authority, is limited. Plus, Paul makes it clear that our submission to civil authority must be predicated on more than fear of governmental retaliation. And notice he said, wherefore you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Meaning our obedience to civil authority is more than just because they said so. It is also a matter of conscience. This means we must think and reason for ourselves regarding the justness and rightness of our government's laws. Laws, friends, not policies or unlaw. Just because it looks like law, smells like law, maybe even have the color of law, it doesn't make it law. Does it line up with the Word of God? Obedience is not automatic or robotic. It's a result of both rational deliberation and moral approbation. Therefore, there are times when civil authority may need to be resisted. Either governmental abuse of power or the violation of conscience or both could precipitate civil disobedience. And we're beginning to see this on the rise in this country, friends. The righteous are being assaulted at every turn. So, how and when we decide to resist a civil authority is an entirely separate issue. Beyond that, we in the United States of America do not live under a monarchy or a dictator, friends, though he would love to be just that. We have no king. There is no single governing official in this country. And no, friends, the President of the United States of America and those that represent we the people do not have the authority to do what they want and how they want, regardless if it lines up with law or not. Do they have some special congressional immunity? Are they above the law? Absolutely not, friends. America's supreme law does not rest with any man or any group of men. America's supreme law does not rest with the president, the Congress, or even the Supreme Court. In America, the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Under our laws, every governing official publicly promises to submit to the Constitution of the United States. Do you understand this, friends? And I'm not speaking down to you. I'm trying to let you absorb this message to understand that they are not above the law, those that serve we the people. Matter of fact, we delegated their powers to them to enforce the law, but not against we the people, the law abiding. So this means that in America, the higher powers are not the men who occupy elected office. They are the tenets and the principles set forth in the United States Constitution. And under our laws and form of government, it is the duty of every citizen, including our elected officials, to obey the United States Constitution. Therefore, this is how Romans chapter 13 reads to Americans. You ready for this? Let every soul be subject unto the United States Constitution, for there is no constitution but of God. Exodus 18:21. The constitution that be is ordained of God, and whosoever therefore resisteth the constitution resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves, guess what, friends? Damnation. For the Constitution is not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the Constitution? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For the Constitution is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For the Constitution beareth not the sword in vain. For the Constitution is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for the Constitution is God's minister, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. So friends, I slow my roll for a moment. I really get lit. I got a huge passion for this very topic. And by the way, for those that did not know, just to highlight you, I just seen this, not even, I bet it wasn't even 10 minutes ago, we're beginning to see American soldiers openly defy Jade Helm. Now, are those American soldiers defying Jade Helm because they're rebellious? Or is it because they promised themselves to swear to uphold the oath of the Constitution that they themselves swore, so help me God, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? Why are American soldiers beginning to openly defy Jade Helm? Because they know that what the government, the corrupt in the government, are attempting to do, which is unlawful. So the American soldiers are actually doing their job when they're defying unlawful and unconstitutional orders. So, our responsibility to civil authority in the United States, as per the teaching of Romans chapter 13, is exactly line upon line, precept upon precept, as to how I just laid it out. Furthermore, Christians above all people should desire that their elected representatives submit to the Constitution. We have an administration that has transgressed that Constitution, where it's documented over 1,063 times. And this is probably about 3 weeks to 4 weeks ago. Why wouldn't Christians want their government? Oh, there's lines between church and state. Baloney. You know that's a lie. There's an erected wall barring the government from what it's attempting to do today. Yes, of course. But for the government to actually put its hands into the institution called the church, they have no business there whatsoever. You know, and furthermore, if you want to give me that argument, friends, that there's lines between church and state, then why is it that the Supreme Court is attempting to redefine what God has ordained and defined himself through marriage? I thought you said there's lines between church and state. Oh, I see. It works for them, but it doesn't work for the church. Baloney, friends. Look at your national landmarks. Look at your founding documents. Again, going back to all 50 states, every state preamble starts out acknowledging guess who? God. All government that reigns in this country is under what? God's authority, not man's. And don't tell me about how this is, well, Bradley, this isn't a theocracy. You might want to talk to some of your forefathers about that as well. But if you complain that, Bradley, it's a theocracy, well, then let me ask you something. Are you complaining about what corruption is doing in your government today? And if you are, then that tells me you agree with God. Point made. And I'll tell you what we're talking about today is a great, great place to put your feet upon the rock. And see, that's exactly what's missing today, friends. People are afraid that the state-controlled media might call them extremists. They're afraid that they might be called, you know, constitutionalists. Really? What would you call our military that sacrifices themselves against tyranny? And what are they fighting to magnify? Is it good enough for them to do it? And yet it doesn't apply to you when it comes time to actually stand up and throw off tyranny? friends, because that's really what this is all about. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Curran. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got John calling from California. How are you, my friend? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. We're getting a little warm here in the state of Minnesota. It's going up and down and up and down, and I know that you're in California, John. So just do me a favor, during the duration of giving you time to give us your talking points, don't rub it in as to how beautiful it is right now in California. Matter of fact, I just talked to someone that was in San Diego this morning. So let me do ask you the question, what's the temperature there right now?
It's actually, it's warming up a little bit, but it's probably about 80, 81. Not too bad, but I'm in Orange County. It's one of the best places in the nation to live weather-wise, but I'm, very soon here when my son graduates and heads on to college, wherever that may be. I'm probably going to be leaving myself, but that's getting off.
Gotcha. You know, it's interesting. In Arizona, I think it was in Phoenix just the other day, it was 109 degrees. So we're still in the 70s here, so we're trying to catch up to you guys.
I lived there for about 3 years. I worked out there digging ditches in the 113 degrees. So, it was fun.
Wonderful. And you wanted to lay out for us as to Romans 13. What were your thoughts, John?
Yes, sir. I wholeheartedly 100% agree with you and with what you're saying. But I wanted to just make a couple extra points on that. many of the actually I have this man's he has commentary his study Bible, so to speak, and his you know, his commentary underneath states that we shouldn't that the church should stay out of the nation's business, so to speak, which is absolutely ridiculous. I think, to tell you the truth, that we need to get something going to where pastors actually run for office, if they've got the guts to do it. But the main thing, Brad, I wanted to let you know, Jesus was, you look at him first here, he was all in the faces of the Pharisees, who were, they were authority figures,
mm-hmm.
right? And he laid it on them, called them, you know, vipers, liars.
Mm-hmm.
And not to like, embarrass them, but to say, hey, to put them in their place, rebuke them, say, you're hypocrites. Get on your, the Constitution, in my life, it's the Bible, the Constitution, and, you know, that's the order that I look at the law and I follow it. The Constitution isn't, I think too many people put it up as a demigod or God type of document, so to speak, but it is our government. Just like you read, I love the way you read Romans 13, putting the, you know, the Constitution as far as our authority, and that's where we have to, that's the way we drew it up, and these men were doing it the best they could. Yeah, they made errors. There's a few, you know, things that could be changed, but they did a very good job, and it was all under prayer and God's guidance.
Right.
And
yeah, you know, it's interesting, John, that you're saying that in this country, that's exactly the order they used to teach our kids in public school. Matter of fact, if you look at George Washington's farewell address, he said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. And all the way up until 1951, I actually have these books in my studio here. They're Bible courses that you had to graduate. Go through before you could graduate public high schools in this country. And as I've said so many times on the show, when I go through public schools, even today when I do high school assemblies, the Constitution's still on the wall, and the Declaration of Independence is still on the wall. And see, what they want to do is they want to get God out of the equation so they can begin to create a government just like themselves. I mean, tear down the Constitution, recreate it in your own image. Well, you can't do that as long as God is at the foundation of what you're building your government upon.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it was. Yeah, they, you know, here and there, there's a few things that could be improved on, but they did a very, very good job of it. And I think Pastor Whitney, I'm sure familiar with him, and he talks about how the Leninist mindset is what has torn this, has just been ripping this country apart, and that's the family unit. And, you know, he said, once you destroy the family, you destroy the country.
Yep.
And they've been doing a pretty good job. We need to take it back, though.
Yeah, that's right. We need to do a better job and stand up against the likes of the ACLU and other communist organizations that are attempting to do this. Because once people know the Bible, first and foremost, and the Constitution, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson. Once you know both those documents, folks, I'm telling you what, they do not have a chance in heaven or in hell, I'm telling you, on this earth to stand any longer. And folks, these organizations have been telling on themselves since the very beginning, since the inception, speaking of which, the ACLU, again, American Civil Liberties Union, and they're trying to divide and conquer. And by the way, they're also the ones that are responsible for helping the Muslims implement, you know, their religion into public schools today, friends. So they talk out of both sides of their mouth, but what they're doing is they're attempting to implement communism, a totalitarian government, through these organizations that are willing to be, or these religions that are willing to be used as political battering rams. But it was actually the founder, Roger Baldwin, that said that the end of the ACLU is communism. In America, we need to figure out that it's communists that are attempting to tear us apart, just the way John is telling us right now, friends. And we need to get back to the Word of God, which overthrows all tyranny. And until we do that, nothing's going to change in this country. But I believe that, yeah, they may be doing a good job, but I believe if the righteous stand up, we can change this country by doing a better job in 1 week if we're willing to do it.
Amen. I absolutely agree with you, and that's why I think some of these pastors need to get to run for office, run for local office. The more godly men we have, and there's plenty to fill. get in the pulpit and teach the gospel. Anybody that's Christian can teach. It's all by hearing that God says. So we need these pastors that are up. Speak very well, they've gone to seminary and what have you, and so they've learned a lot of that. They should take it to office with them.
Yeah.
To local office. So, well, I'll let you go. I know you got to go.
We appreciate it, John, very much. You know, it's interesting. I actually had one student last week when I was in Jenison. So what school did you go to? I looked at him. I said, well, what school did the apostles go to? The school of hard knocks. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. Boy, that's foreign to them. What? What are you talking about, man? Those are the only talking points I've got, Bradley. You're stepping outside of what I know. Yeah, that's right. That's why King David knew more than the ancients, because he got the testimonies of the Lord. Folks, I'm going to end with this. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. And I'm speaking to those that know the difference.
That's right. And we definitely have a job to do. And it's such a great point when you look at the disciples. What school do the disciples go to? I don't think they had, the seminary, prestigious, learned scholars to be able to tell the disciples. In fact, the Bible says that the people perceived that they were ignorant and unlearned men, but they also perceived that he was and they were with Jesus.
Yeah, so, and it's interesting, too. It was those brainiacs, those intellectuals that were actually the ones responsible. The scribes were doctors of the law that were in accomplices to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And what? God speaks to the heart, friends. Not the head.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So you don't need to be an intellectual genius, that's for sure, or giant to be used by God.
Not that we're not the above said, but I just wanted to clarify.
Right, exactly. But for those of you that are listening, you can tell that our show is unlike most shows that you'll hear out there. In fact, we don't even really like to call it a show. We have our ministry, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing forth the truth to this nation on a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week basis. I mean, truly, we are literally preaching out wherever we go, whatever we do, being lights in this dark world. And if you say, well, listen, I want to be a part of that. I want to partner together with you. I want to be a son of liberty. I want to be a daughter of liberty. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. And that means that you support what we do on a monthly basis faithfully. Now, some of you out there have maybe heard me tell you this about 1,000 times, but you haven't yet gone and checked it out. Please do check it out. There's a wonderful video there. You can see the beautiful certificate that you'll receive. Every different level of membership comes with a beautiful packet of different things that you'll get. But I like the best that you can feel good about what you're supporting to be able to really bring this message, this uncompromising message of truth, black and white, to the masses, not only in the United States of America, but the Sons of Liberty, for those of you who are new listeners, also airs in 53 countries around the world. So we are bringing this message literally across the globe. And for those of you that say, well, maybe I can't quite do it on a monthly basis, but I'd sure like to support, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, check out the brand new website with the beautiful facelift. I mean, it really is a stunning facelift. Check that out.
And more to come, by the way.
And it says in the upper left-hand corner, donations gratefully received, where you can give a secure one-time donation. All your donations are tax-deductible. We truly appreciate everyone's support.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you by what we do. Got us for 2 hours tomorrow on Saturday. Talk to you then. See ya.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.